are tuned into Co-op Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM. Welcome to another edition of Stark Raven. Stark Raven takes a closer look at prisons and the politics of criminalization. And we're here the first 3 Mondays of each month from 7 until 8 p.m. My name is Emily Aspinwall, and I'll be your host for this evening. And tonight, we're going to look at women's imprisonment. It is on the rise, and then we're going to take a look at the global picture. In our news section, Vic Taves proposed 3 strikes and you're out. A critical look at the death penalty in Florida. A virtual fence is promised on the BC border. And the war on terror is responsible for tens of thousands of deaths worldwide. Later on in the show, we're going to be looking at a new law passed in the United States. It redefines torture and prevents detainees from challenging their detention. We'll have more of that on the feature section. We're also going to hear from Mumia Abu-Jamal and have community announcements for you at the end of the show close to 8 o'clock. So stay tuned to Stark Raven for the next hour here on Co-op Radio. It is CFRO 102.7 FM. God, oh Canada. Women make up one of the fastest growing prisoner populations in the world. There are now over 500,000 women and girls locked up in prisons, jails, and detention centers around the globe. Here to give us a closer look at women's imprisonment globally is Rob Allen. Rob is the director of the International Center for Prison Studies at the University of London in England. The center recently published the first World Female Imprisonment List. Rob joins us on the phone from the center's office in London. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
That's a pleasure.
What did you discover when you looked at women's incarceration globally?
Well, perhaps the most interesting thing that we discovered was the variation in the extent to which women comprise numbers in prison. What I mean is, in some countries, in most countries, women represent about 3 or 4% of the total prison population, usually something between 2 and 9%. But in some countries of the world, they represent a very much larger figure than that. In one case, over 20%, that's in Hong Kong, in China, over 20% of the prison population comprises women. Now, our work so far has really been looking at the figures and assembling the population figures from as many countries as we could get information about. Of course, the next step is to try to ask some questions about why there is the variation in the numbers of women, what kinds of factors account for the fact that in Thailand, for example, 17% of the prison population are made up of women, whereas in countries like Canada, it's only 5%.
And which countries had the greatest numbers of women in prison?
Well, it tends to be countries in Asia and in the Americas. The highest populations of women, the proportions are in Hong Kong, China, in Myanmar, in Thailand, in Vietnam, some of the Middle East countries, but not all of them have high populations. Also, some of the countries in South America have highish proportions. So it's not an easy pattern. It's not a straightforward pattern. But we have some ideas about some of the factors that may be important in determining the numbers of women.
So I know you compiled women as a percentage of the overall population, but you also compiled statistics on the actual numbers of women, and I know the United States makes up almost, I believe, half or close to half of that 500,000 women. But I did also notice that you didn't compile per capita statistics that perhaps might be more revealing as to the rate of imprisonment of women, and I was just wondering why that was.
Well, we didn't do that on this occasion. We do produce an overall world prison list, and we have an online World Prison Brief that has got detailed information about prison numbers in different countries. On this occasion, we didn't have the capacity to find detailed figures about the number of women in each of the